Well, yesterday, a jury in Connecticut ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay Sandy Hook families almost $1 billion in damages for repeatedly saying the Sandy Hook school shooting in Connecticut that took their children was a hoax. New York Times reporter Elizabeth Williamson, author of the book Sandy Hook, An American Tragedy and the Battle for Truth, was there in the courtroom. Elizabeth, what was it like?
So, Robin, it was just so silent. I mean, that was what was striking about it. As the clerk read off the plaintiff's names, 15 in all, you really could have heard a pin drop. The families were utterly silent. I think that as the amounts began to add up, there was just a kind of stunned atmosphere in the room.
Yeah. And we'll link people to your terrific writing on this at hearandnow.org. But we know that there was another trial in which he was ordered to pay something like $50 million to one couple. There's an upcoming trial for another couple, two more parents. But we also know that Alex Jones has declared bankruptcy. He has this huge empire. He's made millions, not just spreading this lie, but also selling ridiculous products like supplements. And he also was raising money as the verdict was read. He played it live on his radio show and asked people to send him money. Talk about the money. How much is he likely to give up?
Well, if past reporting holds, his empire is worth at a maximum around $300 million. And this judgment, once court costs are assessed, is going to be north of $1 billion. So this is a substantial judgment. This is a ruinous financial verdict for him. It will likely take a very long time for the families to collect, but this is a judgment that can put him out of business.
Well, and what if he files appeals? What happens there?
Well, he will undoubtedly file an appeal. He will attempt to draw this out as long as he possibly can. And the families are prepared for that. He's already put his parent company, Free Speech Systems, into bankruptcy. There are asset tracers probably going to be employed to try and run down where he's actually putting his money. The Sandy Hook families have said that this is just a gambit to delay paying a judgment. They don't believe he's really bankrupt. But this judgment, of course, does run the risk of absolutely bankrupting him and then, you know, going on what would become an asset chase to try and find out where the money is.
Right. Well, what the parents are saying they really wanted was for it to stop this torture they've been living with, not just Alex Jones berating them through his program and calling them liars and actors and saying their children didn't exist. We heard testimony about parents hearing that their children's graves were going to be dug up to prove their children never existed. Just disgusting. They want that to stop. What does this huge amount mean for people who spread his lies?
So I think this is a message on two fronts, Robin. First of all, it's a message to the next would-be Alex Jones that these lies carry crippling consequences financially. While it may not immediately intimidate Alex Jones, although I even have my doubts about that, it will certainly give pause to the next person who wants to spread this kind of material. But the second thing is, and you touched on this earlier, it really is for the families, not about the dollars and cents of this. It really is about raising alarms that our culture has become inured to disinformation and false narratives, and Sandy Hook was really a foundational story of that. As I wrote in my book, you know, one of the parents, Lenny Posner, whose damages trial is upcoming, he rightly said that, you know, look at what's happened in the 10 years since Sandy Hook. We have had absolute rampant disinformation, false narratives, conspiracy theories. And someone like Alex Jones has played a role in spreading every one of those, whether you're talking about great replacement theory that caused the violence at Charlottesville, coronavirus myths, Pizzagate, and certainly the 2020 presidential election conspiracy theories that brought a mob to the Capitol on January 6th.
New York Times reporter Elizabeth Williamson. Again, her book, Sandy Hook, An American Tragedy and the Battle for Truth. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.